this mortal frame of mine, which is made of 100 bones and 9 orifices, there is something, and this something can be called, for lack of a better name, a windswept spirit, for it is much like thin drapery that is torn and swept away by the slightest stirring of the wind. This something in me took to writing poetry years ago, merely to amuse itself at first, but finally making it its lifelong business. Ever since it began to write poetry, it has never found peace with itself, always wavering between doubts of one kind or another. Basho.
Deborah King Dean is the author of Back to Back, A Chapbook of Poems, and News of Home and Precipitates, both from BOA Editions. Her poems have been featured on The Writer's Almanac, Poetry Daily, and Verse Daily, and have been published in a number of anthologies, including Best American Poetry, The New American Poets, Urban Nature, and, most recently, Yellow as Turmeric, Fragrant as Cloves. She teaches in the Asian American Studies program at Indiana University and also in Spalding University's Brief Residency MFA in Writing program. Welcome to the Poets Weave. I'm Christopher Citro. Deborah, what poems have you brought to read to us today?
Curiel. Perched on the blue spruce, one crow, blue-black, eyeing the expanse of yard, is taking inventory. Below, one squirrel, one woodchuck, one bluebird. Today, perhaps, it's the simple act of counting that serves as reward. Its toes clench as it sinks on its heels. There's one squirrel, one woodchuck, one bluebird. Refuse it the solid ground of your open hand Jan Ho discovered, and a sparrow can't take flight, unlike the one squirrel, one woodchuck, one bluebird. I stand by a third floor window, days and days, saying not one word, opaque and shrunken like noonday's shadow of one squirrel, one woodchuck, one bluebird. Broken. Pressed by the skillet's weight, the blue plate pitched from the drainer and shattered. I picked up the pieces, swept up fragments, saying, there now, rest. In that moment marking its fall, I was godly, and yet who wouldn't want instead to have nourished by serving, to have grown hot or cool, to frame what it held? Steaming water streamed over the plate, reddened my hands as I rinsed, then watched it, helpless, fall. The way each new year on the eve of New Year's Day, a sorry quarrel between one or another pair of brothers abruptly brought the gathering to a close, the women interposing their worn bodies, saying, let's go home. Every year, some grievance surfaced, something dark, ancestral. Like the shattered pieces of the plate, the family struck against a floor that wanted give. Come morning, my father, having slept it off, would return to himself and tend his portion of earth under a sunlit sky grown clear, blue, and inviting. In me, too, something is broken. Here is the ground my hands work, damp with my father's sweat. Hail. I was 11 the first time I saw it, the November afternoon gone heavy and gray. I'd begun to doze when something, not palm fronds rustling, nor monkey pods rattling, but more like spoons against glass or small bells, something began clinking against the second story's blue palings and rails, lightly at first, bringing all of us, even the teacher, to our feet and out the door. Not since, 3 years before, when the staticky Standard Oil broadcast had been interrupted by news that brought to tears even Miss Ingard, who didn't tax our imaginations too hard playing the part of witch at Halloween, had there been so much commotion. Seeing our teachers openly weeping had frightened us even more than a word like assassination. Above us, concrete, under our feet, concrete, and all of us stretching our hands beyond the blue rails to catch as they fell, clear pieces of sky that burned the second, melting in our hands.
You've been listening to poems by Deborah Kang Dean on The Poet's Weave. I'm Christopher Citro.